Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. Ready to untangle another fascinating legal case?
Always.
Awesome. Today we're diving into Allen v. McCurry, a Supreme Court case that still has folks debating today.
It's a tricky one for sure.
Yeah. So let's rewind back to the 70s St. Louis, to be exact.
Okay.
Our story starts with Willie McCurry.
Mm.
He's caught up in some drug charges stemming from a police shootout. But here's the catch.
Sounds like there's always a catch.
Right. Some of the evidence they got on him. Seized without a warrant.
So that's where the Fourth Amendment comes into play, right? Unreasonable search and seizure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
McCurry tried to get that evidence tossed out in state court.
Makes sense. I mean, you can't just go digging through someone's things without a warrant.
Right. So did the court agree with him?
Well, they did. Right. Partially. They decided to suppress some of the evidence.
Okay.
But they allowed other items that were in plain view. And this detail is super important for our deep dive today.
Gotcha. So some evidence is in, some is out. What next?
Well, based on what they did allow in McCurry, ended up being convicted.
Okay.
But here's the twist. Even though he's convicted in state court, he files another lawsuit this time under Section 1983.
Section 1983. Remind our listeners what that's about.
For sure. So Section 1983 is a way for individuals to sue government officials if they think their constitutional rights were violated.
So he's arguing that even though the state court allowed some of that evidence, his rights were still violated in the process.
Exactly. He's basically claiming that the entire search was unconstitutional, violated his Fourth Amendment rights no matter what the state court said.
Hold on a second now. Can't even do that. I mean, didn't the state court already rule on this?
That's the big question, isn't it? And the federal district court basically said, nope, you already had your chance. They sided with the police officers and used collateral estoppel to throw out McCurry's case.
Collateral estoppel. Break that down for us.
It's kind of like saying you only get one bite at the apple. In the legal system, you can't just keep retrying the same issue in different courts.
So one court makes a decision, and that's it. You can't go forum shopping for a better outcome.
Pretty much. It's all about making sure things are final and the courts run efficiently.
Makes sense. So round one goes to the officers, but I have a feeling this isn't the end of the story.
You'd be right. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals steps in and says, hold up, McCurry should get his day in federal court. They overturn the district court's decision.
Whoa, so now we've got a legal tug of war, state court versus federal court. Who's going to win this one?
Well, that's the question that goes straight to the Supreme Court. And this is where it gets really interesting, right? We have this clash between respecting how the courts work and making sure individuals have access to federal court for their civil rights claims.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So how did the Supreme Court decide to balance those competing interests?
In a close decision, 6-3, they sided with collateral estoppel and upheld dismissing McCurry's lawsuit.
Wow. So even though this was a civil rights claim, the Supreme Court said, no do-overs.
Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of harsh.
It definitely emphasizes how much weight state court decisions carry, even when we're talking about constitutional rights.
Yeah.
But it's not a complete dead end. You know, it just means lawyers need to be extra careful and thorough in state court.
So if an attorney misses something important in that first round, it could really come back to bite them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm guessing there were some pretty strong dissenting opinions in this case.
Oh, I bet. What were the dissenting justices concerned about?
Well, Justice Blackmun, he was leading the dissent, and he had some serious concerns about shutting down federal court review in these types of cases.
Why is that?
He argued that it went against the whole point of Section 1983. Remember, that law was specifically created to give people a federal remedy for civil rights violations, especially when there were doubts about whether state courts would be fair.
So Blackmun was worried that kicking these issues back to state court might not always be the best way to protect those rights.
Exactly. He basically said that relying only on state courts to safeguard federal rights could be risky, especially considering the historical context. Section 1983 was created for a reason, you know.
Yeah, especially given the concerns about civil rights violations happening in some states back then.
Right. It's this constant struggle trying to balance the need for things to be final in the courts with making sure individual rights are protected. It's never easy.
Definitely not. So this Allen v. McCurry case, what kind of impact did it have on the legal world? I mean, it sounds like a pretty big deal.
Oh, it was huge. This case really changed how these kinds of lawsuits are handled, and lawyers still cite it all the time. But it also raised a whole bunch of new questions and challenges for both sides in civil rights cases.
Okay, so we've got the background now. But how did this case actually reshape the legal battlefield, especially for folks advocating for civil rights? That's what I'm really curious about.
That's a great question. And that's what we'll be digging into in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore how this case changed legal strategies and what it means for people trying to use Section 1983 to fight for their rights.
Sounds good. Can't wait to dive in. All right, we're back and ready to dig deeper into the aftermath of Allen v. McCurry.
Yeah, things got pretty interesting after this decision came down.
So let's break it down for everyone listening. How did this case change the way lawyers approach these types of lawsuits? I mean, for both sides, you know, the plaintiffs and the defense.
Well, for the lawyers representing the plaintiffs, those bringing the lawsuit, Allen v. McCurry was like a giant wake-up call.
How so?
It highlighted how crucial it is to be super thorough right from the start during those initial state court proceedings.
So like dotting your I's and crossing your L's, leaving no room for error.
Exactly. Because if you miss something important in state court, you might not get a second chance in federal court.
Ah. So it's not just about winning in state court. It's about building a case that's strong enough to potentially go all the way to federal court.
Yeah.
Right. You have to approach those state court proceedings knowing that federal court might not be an option later on.
That puts a lot of pressure on those lawyers, huh?
Absolutely. It's like they're playing a high-stakes game of legal chess.
Oh, I like that analogy. So what kind of strategies did lawyers start using after Allen v. McCurry?
Well, one thing is being very strategic about how you present your case. Let's say you're arguing multiple violations, like an illegal search and excessive force.
Okay.
Instead of lumping them all together, you might separate them into different claims.
Ah, so even if you lose on one, you still have a chance with the others.
Exactly. It's like a divide and conquer approach. And of course, documentation is key.
Meaning?
Making sure everything is carefully documented, every argument, every piece of evidence. Because if you end up in federal court saying, hey, my client didn't get a fair shot in state court, you need proof.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's about being super organized and prepared.
Definitely. But it's not just the plaintiff's lawyers who had to adapt. The defense side also saw some big changes after Allen v. McCurry.
Interesting. So how did this case impact the way law enforcement and government officials defend themselves against these lawsuits?
Well, if the defendant can successfully argue that the plaintiff already had their chance to make their case in state court, then Allen v. McCurry becomes a powerful tool.
Like a shield.
Exactly. It can prevent them from having to relitigate the same issue in federal court, which saves a lot of time and resources.
So it gives them an incentive to fight hard in state court, knowing that a win there could be the end of the story.
Right. But there's a catch.
What's the catch?
It also means they need to make sure those state court proceedings are completely fair and by the book.
Ah, so if they try to cut corners or rush things, it could come back to haunt them.
Exactly. If a higher court finds that the process was flawed, they could overturn the decision and open the door to a federal lawsuit.
So it's a reminder that procedural fairness really matters.
Absolutely. And this brings us back to Justice Blackmun and his dissenting opinion. Remember, he was really worried about potential bias in state courts.
Mm. Yeah, he seemed pretty concerned that relying solely on state courts to protect federal rights might not always be the best idea.
Right. And it's important to remember the historical context here. Section 1983 was created partly because of concerns about how some state courts, particularly in the South, were treating civil rights claims.
It's a good reminder that the legal system is always evolving and trying to find the right balance between individual rights and the authority of the government.
It is. It's like a constant push and pull.
So we've talked about the impact on lawyers for both sides, but what about the average person, someone who feels like their rights have been violated? What does Allen v. McCurry mean for them?
That's a really important question. And honestly, it can feel pretty overwhelming for someone who's not a legal expert. You know, all these complex rules and procedures.
Yeah, it can be intimidating, even for those of us who work in the legal field.
Right. So what advice would you give someone who's in that situation?
That's what I'm curious about, too. What should someone do if they think their constitutional rights have been violated, especially knowing the potential hurdles created by Allen v. McCurry?
Well, first and foremost, get a lawyer as soon as possible. Having an experienced attorney by your side can make a huge difference in navigating this complex system.
Right. Having someone in your corner who knows the ins and outs can really level the playing field.
Exactly. And second, be prepared for the long haul. The legal process, it's not always quick or easy.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, as they say.
Right? Patience is key. And finally, remember that while our system aims for justice, it's not perfect.
Yeah, there are always going to be challenges and obstacles.
But knowing your rights, having a strong advocate, and staying informed can make all the difference.
So empowering yourself with knowledge is crucial.
Exactly. Alan V. McCurry, it's a reminder that these fights for justice, they often involve long-term strategic thinking, and even small procedural details can have a big impact down the road.
Yeah, like those little choices we make early on can ripple out in ways we might not even anticipate.
Exactly. And it's not just about legal theory, you know, it's about real people and the impact these cases have on their lives.
It's about making sure the system works for everyone, not just the legal experts.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to thank you for this incredible conversation. It's been really insightful.
It has. I always learn so much from these discussions.
Me too. And to our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of Alan V. McCurry and how it continues to shape the fight for civil rights.
If you're grappling with any of these issues, remember to seek legal counsel early on. Be prepared for the long haul and stay informed about your rights.
Knowledge is power, folks. And remember, justice. It might not always be easy, but it's a fight worth fighting.
Well said. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep pushing for a more just and equitable world for everyone.